Lesson 13. What's wrong with them? Text A. I'm 40 and married with 2 children. My trouble is that I haven't got enough to do. The kids are at school all day and the house is empty, so I eat chocolates mostly. I've put on a lot of weight, but I can't give them up. I try as hard as I can, but I just can't stop eating. Dr. Bruce writes, I think Mrs. Allen would be happier if she found a job, or if she got out of the house more and made some interesting friends. If she did that, I think the weight problem would be solved. I'm 16. My trouble is my spotty skin. I've used all the creams on the market, but none of them do any good. And now I've met a marvellous girl, but I'm afraid to ask her to go out with me. Dr. Bruce writes, Most teenagers suffer from this, of course, at some time or other, and it makes them very shy and self-conscious. What will other people think of me if they see me like this, they wonder. And it's a pity, because if they didn't worry so much, the skin trouble would soon disappear. Tom should learn a relaxation technique, yoga for example. Then I think he'd solve the problem very quickly. My problem is time. I haven't enough of it. I sleep badly and I wake up tired. I get indigestion every day, and now I'm beginning to get bad headaches and pains in my chest. And don't tell me to take a holiday, Doctor. I haven't got time. Dr. Bruce writes, If Mr. Taylor had more common sense, he'd find the time to have a holiday or change his job. If he thought for a minute, he'd see that he can't go on like this. He should rest more. Then he'd work better. But that's the silly thing about men like him. They only believe they're ill when they're almost dead.